Chapter 8.
What's your name, soldier?
Perry, sir.
Look, Perry, we're going out on a sector patrol. What we want to do is to establish a presence. We're not looking to get into a firefight. We see anything, we call in artillery. You have any questions, you ask me, okay?
Yes, sir.
If we do get into anything, make sure you report any body count. One last thing. You stay close to Scotty over there. Scotty's our machine gunner. You can feed for him.
Lieutenant Doyle was short, nervous. He cupped a cigarette in his hand the way I thought Humphrey Bogart would have. Charlie Company was going out in two sectors. The first platoon went out first. The third and the fourth platoon, the one I was assigned to, were going next. And the second platoon was going to be the backup in case anybody got into trouble. Scotty was about 6'5", with a face that was mostly ashy white. But the eyes were what set him apart. They were dark and darting. I had seen the look on ball players before. They were the kind of eyes that wanted to win. I was nervous being with these new guys. Scotty must have sensed it because he came over and told me everything was going to be cool.
Where are you from?
New York, I said. Harlem.
You a long way from home, man.
Where are you from?
Tacoma, Washington,
he said.
Doyle tell you about the stand down?
No.
Charlie Company is going to be the first company that stands down, Scotty said. We'll be standing down for 2 weeks, maybe even get down to Saigon.
The whole battalion standing down?
From what I hear, Scotty said, and this boy needs a little vacation. Far as I'm concerned, we can stand down till this thing is over.
I heard it could be over before Christmas.
Can't be too soon for this boy, Scotty said.